Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Bachelor Happy Hour listeners, we still have Hannah Ann here. Part 2 is dropping now. So here is the rest of that conversation. Let's dive in. So after the engagement goes down, you know, you guys are together for a few days. I'm assuming at that point it was good. Mm-hmm. Obviously, yeah. You knew he had probably been struggling a little bit, but how you had how many happy couple times together, which, and for the listeners who don't know, happy couple, it's a weekend where they fly the couple out to LA. You stay in a house for a few days to do couple things and to get to know each other because you can't be in public. Yeah. So how many of those weekends did you have together?
We had, I believe, a total of 3, including Australia.
Okay.
So we had 3.
And when you guys are in those moments, I'm assuming you were talking about the future and making plans about what that would look like.
We were looking into, you know, moving in together, looking at apartments. I mean, we were serious. And really, it was just when the season started was when I started, you know, to feel his hesitation. And that didn't sit well with me. But there again, he was giving me those words of affirmation to keep me there. I'm not a dumbass. I'm not just going to stay with someone, you know, just because of a commitment and just because I want them. No, he was giving me those words of affirmation that kept me there, that kept, you know, that fueled me to be like, okay, I'm going to fight for this. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, we're in an, we're in an abnormal circumstance, but you know what? I made this commitment and I love you and I'm going to fight for you. You know, that's where all that came from.
Mm-hmm. After the season started, did y'all have another happy couples weekend, or was the first time y'all saw each other after the season started when the breakup happened?
We had a happy couple the end of December and in January, and then the last one was when we broke up, and okay. That was like a full month of not mm-hmm. seeing each other, which is a lot of why he blamed how he was struggling. And so walking into that day, you know, I even have a voicemail from him saying, you know, I love you, can't wait to see you. And going into that day, you know, I knew it was going to be a tough conversation. Mm-hmm. And we both even said, we will move past this. We will, you know, overcome this as a couple, you know. Mm-hmm. And
was that the first time y'all had the cameras at the happy couple weekend?
Yes.
So when you saw the cameras, what did you think?
I knew something was up. But there again, you know, through text messages and voicemails, I trusted his word.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously I'm happy how things ended. I mean, gosh, I was miserable with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was miserable.
Really?
Yeah.
Like once January started or?
Once January started because the whole wishy-washiness started. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I need someone who knows who they are, who knows what they want, and who's not going to be with someone just because their mom told them to.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in those moments. How bad was your anxiety and that struggle? Because when you can't be with your partner and you're states away and you know someone's struggling, that was so hard. And I was probably the most anxious I've ever been because you want to make this relationship work. You want to just be normal with your partner and you can't. Mm-hmm. And so how did you deal with that?
How I dealt with it was I was just focusing on, you know, forward thinking of the big picture, thinking of us ending this together and the words he was feeding me, you know, we will get through this together. You know, we will, you know, you're my fiance. I love you. You know, you're the love of my life. That's what fed me, you know, to continue this forward with him.
All of us would have fed into that.
I mean, he's my fiance. You know, this is a relationship. He's my partner. I trust his words and, you know, I fell for it and, you know, showing up to the breakup, I'm like, all these cameras, but we still made that commitment that we were going to, you know, work through it. And, you know, when he actually sat down and told me more of half of the truth he's been telling me, which he couldn't give me with full heart, I was like, I'm tapping out. Sorry.
I got to go back to Hannah Brown because you brought it up at tonight at AFR. So it's obviously
it's a
something
huge
that,
part.
That bothered you.
Yeah.
And then in talking about it tonight, I guess I still feel like I don't understand. I know he said that he reached out or wanted to talk to her for closure. But how did y'all end that? Were you just like, okay, yes, talk to her? Did you ask again, hey, have you talked to her? Like what? Mm-hmm. Okay, he said it to you, but then what?
Mm-hmm. The reason why that was brought up is because it wasn't just one woman involved that we were having to discuss. It was, you know, he proposed to me, still being in love with Madison and still needing closure with Hannah Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Completely blindsided to that. There's three women involved in this. And that was brought up because that was a huge part of our relationship of him trying to convince me that he needed closure and that I should be understanding of that. And I'm like, gosh.
But that's what I want to talk about is him trying to convince you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, help us understand that. Like what, I don't necessarily need to understand what he was saying to you to convince you, but how did he say, oh, I talked to her? Or did you say, okay, I give you my blessing? Did you ever follow up and say, have you talked to her? What happened? Are you good?
They, on some level, had communicated and he came to me saying, you know, I need to speak with Hannah Brown because I need closure. And I'm like, well, why do you need closure? Like,
didn't
why
they have that on
you're
the show?
Engaged? Yeah. And I was like, wait, didn't you have that on the show? We should probably watch this episode. Once I watched the episode, I'm like, well, where do your feelings stand? He was like, well, we're engaged, but me and Hannah Brown both just need closure. And I'm just like, okay, well, is this in person? Is this on and off camera?
Yeah.
No, off camera. I'm like, okay. I kind of feel uncomfortable after watching that last episode. And now you're saying you need closure. That kind of doesn't really sit well with me. We're engaged. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not just dating. We're engaged.
So what happened? How did it end?
It ended in him saying that he needed it and that I needed to support him. And I'm just like, I don't know how I quite feel about that. And then shortly after that, that was where we were shifted to our other issue of him feeling like he had unresolved issues in regards to watching the show. So there were so many issues going on. I was miserable. I'm just like trying to figure out who can I talk to? Who can I figure out? Like, am I just being, am I being too sensitive or am I, not being treated how I deserve?
No. Coming from somebody who has been in your shoes, there are so many weird factors to starting out this sort of relationship where you don't know where to turn and to add in all these added things. Hannah Brown shouldn't have even been an issue at that point that you shouldn't have had to deal with.
It shouldn't have even been an argument at that point. And the season's going on, like, how about checking up on how I'm doing, how I'm feeling?
Yeah.
And then you're just having all these issues, you know, seeing Madison in your first date, seeing Hannah Brown. Now you need to talk to her. It's like, golly, like,
do you think do you think part of him still loved Hannah Brown in that moment?
Yeah. I think he had unresolved issues.
Back then or still in January?
I think still in January.
honestly. When he was with you.
Yeah, and that was the argument.
And did he say that he was in love with her?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No.
He just said he needed to talk with her, and I'm just like, what? Like, we're engaged. Like, I thought that we've moved. I thought you've moved past all of that. Like, mm-hmm. I've been completely blindsided. Like, here I am. I don't need to be contacting two exes about having closure. Like, I'm here. I'm ready for you. Mm-hmm. And, like, although I wasn't able to see the whole season like the audience is now, like, I was blindsided to any of this.
Well, and you should have been his number one priority. That's where his heart and his worry and his attention should have lied. Is that the right? Should have lied. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, grammar here. But but you should have been the number one priority in his life. And it seems like multiple things were taking that away. And I feel for you because I get that. And it's such a shitty feeling. And where you say you wanted to be that support system, you wanted to get through it together. And like you as a woman in this position, it's like you still hurt and you still struggle, but you don't know who to talk to because you can't talk to most people about it. And if he's struggling, you can't talk to him constantly about it because he's trying to work through his own shit. And so who did you talk to? Who did you lean on?
Really, it was... You know what? I did not even tell my parents until after our breakup because I knew deep down my parents would have said, get out and run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Run for the hills.
Yeah.
Dodge that bullet. So no one really. I mean, I was trying to, you know, for me, I made that commitment to him and I thought we were going to be teammates. Like, this is what we work through together.
Mm-hmm.
This shouldn't divide us. This should make us stronger. And that was kind of what I always tried to do. And, you know, in a breakup, I said, you know, this has to be 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been feeling that.
You made a comment during that breakup and I loved it because it stuck with me. You said, I am my own rock. And in that moment, I was sitting there like, yes, girl. Like, if you're not getting what you need in this relationship and he can't promise all of the things he has told you, you have to be your own rock. And so,
yeah,
good for you. I mean, I'm sure that it came as a blindside and probably one of the hardest breakups because it's not easy when you know millions of people are watching.
I know.
But you seem like you still have that strength. And so kudos to you. Like, that, I'm very proud of you. And I will say this, like, we still have much to talk about, but I will say this is going to be one of the hardest moments in your life, but you will be just fine in the future. And I have all the faith that you will. Like, you, this will only make you stronger and realize what you truly deserve in a relationship.
Yeah, I think you already have. You know, we said it at the top of the podcast, you won tonight. And not just because you saw what kind of unraveled after you were on stage, but just because maybe you had your voice before, but we saw you find your voice. And you were very matter of fact, and you were very... It was like you knew exactly what you needed to say and what he needed to hear. And he literally couldn't respond to it. Mm-hmm. He couldn't defend himself because it was kind of like, you're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And you stood up to him and said, you took these moments away from me that I can't get back. But you know what? I'm going to be okay because I'm going to get myself through it. And at the end of the day, that's really what matters. Like, you can't depend on somebody else. Mm-hmm. You realize, like, you... In those moments, you realize you're stronger than you think.
Yeah.
So, like, kudos to you. I'd give you a standing ovation if we were on TV right now. But, like, I think America is going to see how you responded. They already are, right? Like, I'm sure you're trending on Twitter as we speak.
Oh, people are probably Venmoing you money to buy your own drinks right now. I'm going to after this podcast. I told Rachel, I'm like, I'm Venmoing her. Treat yourself. Take yourself out.
Yeah. Get a drink.
Get that expensive bottle of champagne, girl, because you deserve it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, call Kelsey. I mean, I'm sure Kelsey, she's getting like a plethora of champagne. Like, what companies was it,
Dom?
Hitting her
Dom should sponsor you.
Yeah. I think me and Kelsey need to go out for some champagne later on.
Girl,
this
you do, and I want to invite myself.
I do have a question though, because you did see tonight, like, you had one moment, and then it was like that was one half, and then the second half was kind of what happened after. And I'm pretty sure you saw how supportive Barb is of you, whether you watched it last night or you saw tonight how she was clapping every single time you were missing. mentioned, she was clapping every time you responded to Peter, like against her own son.
Oh, I love her.
She was clapping for you.
Man. Oh, she was eyeing him down. She was giving Peter.
I know, and she was like waving to me, and I'm just like, oh my, like I don't know what to do here.
Well, I think people want to know the love that she has for you, and the love that she has for you is because you love her son mm-hmm. Loved her son unconditionally, that's all. A mother really wants to see. Mm-hmm. And I get they're not in the relationship mm-hmm. and that's a whole, and you know, you and Peter have your own relationship mm-hmm. outside of that, but yeah. that's what a mother wants for her right. child. And she saw that in you. Have you talked to Barb since then? Tell the truth.
To Barb.
And by that, I mean, I'm talking DMs. Yeah. I'm talking yeah. comments. I'm talking texts.
Barb, after our breakup, she definitely reached out a couple times. I ended up, you know, I love Barb.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. I could break down crying just thinking about her right now because I miss her so much. But I knew that forgiveness is the only way forward, and I needed to work on leading up to this day to forgive Peter and to move forward. And doing that is, you know, isolating myself from anyone close to him. Mm-hmm. And I can't, you know, continue to talk to Barb every day, you know, if I'm trying to move forward from Peter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's been also a heartbreak, you know, not being able to, you know, be a part of Barb in her life. I mean, that's also a heartbreak and a breakup in its own self. And, you know, Barb, she's a really special person, and she's just looking out for her son. She just wants someone to love her son and, you know, to root for his own happiness and to, you know, be in a relationship with him for the right reasons.
I love to hear you say that because she's getting such a bad rap because yeah. of... Like, I understood where her heart was and, yeah, and what she yeah. was saying. Maybe she went just a little too far. But yeah. I know she was coming from a good mm-hmm. place.
Yes,
and people are so crazed over Madison that nobody is listening to what she's actually yeah. saying. Mm-hmm. So it's very nice to hear you give a different side and a softer mm-hmm. side of her. Becca and I have both talked to Barb as well. We adore her.
Yes.
And yeah. it's just a shame kind of what... I knew tonight she was being very defensive mm-hmm. because of the hate that she's receiving online. Mm-hmm. And she's just trying to tell her side of it.
Yeah.
And it's just not being received mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah. I mean, quite honestly, I mean, this has come from an ex-fiance of Peter's. But I mean, you know, Peter deserves the world and deserves someone that will love him with their whole heart and be there for the right reasons. And that's where me and Barb, you know, connect.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you. Do you think that that's Madison?
I don't know her heart. I don't know. I don't know if, I guess I never really knew if she loved him or not. I mean, she walked away from him. But for me, I loved Peter, and I was never going to leave his side, even through the worst. And I think that's what Barb saw in me, and that's what she, you know, that's what any mother wants for their son, mm-hmm. is someone to be with them that's going to unconditionally love them.
I want to know now, because tonight was the first time you saw Peter and his family since
yeah.
the end of January.
Oh, I could barely look over at his family. Mm-hmm. I knew if I looked over at his family, I was just going to start crying. Yeah.
But how was in that moment sitting next to him?
Yeah.
What, did you still have those feelings of some sort of lingering love, or are you now to the point, I guess I want to know where you're at. Like, are yeah. you at the point where you're like, I wish you the best. I mean, as much as it sucked, thank you for doing what you were doing.
Yes, yeah. I'll always have, you know, a special place for him. But, I mean, he's betrayed me, misled me. And that alone has, and watching back the season, that really resolved a lot of, like, extra feelings I had for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, I'm watching a play-by-play of me getting deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone was, you know, a slap in the face, and it's helped me move forward. But, you know, to be honest, when I looked over at his family, yeah, I did, you know, want to start to cry yeah. and just, you know, I felt like, you know, me and Peter just had this awesome situation, and it was like just stripped away from me so quickly. You know, it was a future that I lost, but more importantly, it was the loss of a person I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I'm grieving over, is the person I thought he was, you know, telling me to trust him. And the words mm-hmm. he, you know, gave me that I trusted in were completely, I don't know if you want to call it lies or if you just want to call it shallow.
But, well, that we all thought.
Yeah.
I mean,
It's been very difficult.
I can only imagine. And I think that that's what's so therapeutic for Becca to be here in this podcast mm-hmm. and to talk to you, because she knows exactly what it is that you're going through. You know, I'm a viewer. I only watch it, and I can only empathize with you. It's troubling because we talked to Peter before the season or while he was still filming mm-hmm. and then right when the season started. And I remember we were saying that more than anything for him, we wanted him to find love because we know how badly he wanted it. Mm-hmm. And we know that he wanted someone to love him unconditionally. That's what he said. That's what he told us. Mm-hmm. And he had it. And then he let it go. Like, mm-hmm. and then he still doesn't have it. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just be honest. I saw what I saw tonight. He still doesn't have, he said it, you loved him in a way that he has never been loved before. Well, I would assume that that means the present. Did he not say that tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You loved me in a way that he hasn't loved before.
Yeah.
I don't know what he is with Madison because we still didn't get, you know, like a definitive answer on that.
I don't think they know at this
point. But basically, he was still saying you loved him in a way that she didn't. And that's what you wanted. And you had it. And then you still chase something, which don't get me started on how I think that's the issue with men. And that's why the bachelors are not successful, because they're always chasing something that they can never get. And that's why we only have only had two that are married mm-hmm. at this point. And two of them didn't pick the first one. Yeah. They messed it up.
Well, and I don't play the chasing game.
Sorry, Sean Love.
Sean, yes, of course.
Sean's the like rare, beautiful find.
I know. I don't play the whole chasing game. I mean, I understand you can't, you know, give to a man everything they want, but also at the same time, I don't play games. I either like you or I don't. You know, what I say to you, I mean. I'm very clear. I'm concise. And I expect that in return.
Yeah.
That's my standards. Just be honest with me. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you back.
You guys, girls on this show, all they want is honesty. Why have they not learned that?
Give me the honesty. Don't drag me along.
And that's what's so troubling about what happened this season is, Peter, you came from a season mm-hmm. where the lead, all she wanted was to be loved unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And he,
excuse me.
It's not corona.
I don't have corona. I'm just joking.
Peter came from a season where there was a lead who was saying, I just want to be loved and I want mm-hmm. someone to give that to me unconditionally. And Peter gave that to her. And then she chose Jed,
mm-hmm.
which I can just put a period there. We all know what came with that. And I would think that going through that hurt, that you come into your season saying, I want to make sure that I don't make that same mistake.
Yeah.
And here you are. It sucks to be in a place of wondering.
Yeah.
And here he is in a place where now it's like, unknown. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You're wondering. And with you, he didn't have that. And what also makes me so upset is when we talked to him, he said, remember this, Becca? You know, who did you, first two things. Mm-hmm. Who did you pick? Because he was still with you mm-hmm. at this point.
Yeah.
And I think we were like, who did you pick? He's like, I can't tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he said, we might have said, did you always know? We talked about like our own situations. Mm-hmm. And he said he has known since week 4 who his person was. Well, he was with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like the season, I don't even think when we filmed it, an episode had not aired yet. Mm-mm. So he was talking about you. So you have known from week 4, there are 9-10 weeks of filming. So for do the math, 6 weeks, you knew exactly who it was that you were going to pick.
Yeah.
Yet you still went back in time and you watched it and you put yourself like, it's like Becca and I can talk about this. It's the classic thing of a lead. You watch it, but you never go back and put yourself in it because mm-mm. months have passed since you felt those same emotions. It's insane.
Yeah. And it's a weird thing when you watch it back, when you're going on certain dates with certain people, sometimes it's easy to like feel the feelings you felt in that moment. Like,
yes,
but be smarter. Like realize that was months ago. You came to this decision and these choices for a certain reason. And for him, I hoped that in the moment he saw like how different him and Maddie were. Like you were everything he was saying he wanted. And so that's where I think it's harder for the men to separate themselves and to realize, oh, that was so long ago. And this is one thing that Ari kept saying too, that I'm not sure if Peter mm-hmm. said, but he wanted to, what was the phrase he used? He wanted to like feel out all of the relationships till the very end, to go through everything, to get to that point where he knew who who it was or what his decision would be. And it's like they watch this back and they have this skewed timeline in their minds and they think that it's really happening when in reality, like, no, this happened 3 months ago. And my question is, and this is what I want to ask you, this is not related to what I'm talking about right now, but if you were Maddie, granted you guys are very different people, if you were in her position, would you take him back? After everything went down you saw it all play out how it did, would you take him back?
And, you know, if you look back on the season, you see Peter's pattern of behavior of being consistently indecisive and confused, and I'd be running for the hills.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would. I mean, even, girl, even if he's saying he's loving you and all this stuff, I mean, look at his pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
The one consistency he has ever had is being confused, conflicted, and torn.
His consistency is inconsistency.
Yes, and if you want to ride that emotional roller coaster with him, go for it. I just got off of it, and it's a wild ride.
Wait, do you think?
I'm wondering. It's a wild ride, Peter Weber.
If things, for whatever, again, we don't know what the deal is with him and Madison at this point. If things don't work out, do you think he would come back to you? Because we saw it, he still isn't clearly over Hannah Brown. He was never over Madison.
Honestly, you guys, I don't put anything past Peter Weber. I don't. He's just like so all over the place. He's so lost.
You ended it perfectly when you were like, Peter, Hannah, like, enough.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know, he was like, "What?"
It's like,
don't give me that confused face any longer.
You have had enough. And that's why it was such a powerful moment. Like, no, your words don't mean anything. They have no weight at this point. I think it's going to be interesting to see where you go from here. Because, again, you won tonight.
Oh, thank you.
No, truly, the indecisiveness is not something that anybody wants to see their friend, daughter, sister, whatever, go through. Mm-hmm. And I think that watching this back, you're like, that's not the type of man that I thought Peter was. And that's not what I want to sign up for. And it's very troubling for us because I like Peter. I think I considered him a little brother. Yeah. But when I look at what's happening now in his situation with Madison, it's something we've said from the beginning. The men like the idea of somebody but not the reality, and they don't think about who works in real life, and they just get caught up in this fantasy, and once the bubble is burst then it doesn't work. And I just don't know how this situation can work. The problem is that when we talk to Bachelor Nation, we're talking to a room full of hopeless romantics. And they just see a love story and that's what they wish for. Yeah. And they don't think logistically, like, how this can work and the reality of the situation. And I think that when we end this podcast and you move on and you go home, actually, I think I saw you move to LA. We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. But, you know, when you leave here, you're going to see how people are going to rally behind you and how you were strong and you were an example. And mothers are going to say, that's what I want my daughter to be. And I want her to respond to men like that and know her self-worth and not compromise who she is, which is the title they're giving Madison, which, can I just say, is such a contradiction. We are crowning Madison because she knows who she is and she doesn't want to compromise her values for somebody. But I'm sorry, for her to go back to Peter, is that not exactly what she just did? Oh, don't get me started. Anyways, I'm going somewhere with this. I was saying people are going to rally behind you for what you did, and they should. Then you're going to have the people who are fanatics, and they're going to rally behind Madison and Peter as hopeless romantics. But then you're going to see a lot of hate also. And the villain, unfortunately, and in my opinion, unnecessarily, has become Barb because of what happened the first night of the finale, the first part, and then into the second part. Do you agree with the online hate that Barb is getting and that she's going to continue to get?
I think that's complete. You know, the online hate Barb's getting is completely unnecessary. I mean, take that hate somewhere else. Yeah. She's looking after for her son, and no one needs to judge her for that. Ever.
And everyone loves their babies. Everyone, I think, in that position would
to back off of her.
Yeah, they would want the very best for their son or daughter. Hannah Ann, as Rachel said,
I'm sorry! I interrupt this program to let you know. Remember I said people are going to rally behind you? Aww. Okay. I guess I was a little too general. Yeah. Not people. Someone has said, quote, "I love Hannah Ann" with 4 exclamation points.
Who? Give it to us, Rach.
Who's the one person you'd want to hear from? Who's iconic in this day and age?
I don't know. Tell me.
Starts with a K.
K.
I'm going to say a Kardashian.
It is.
What?
Would you like to guess which one?
What?
Is it Chris? Is it the mama bear?
No.
Kylie?
Kim?
Kim.
Kim.
Kardashian! Kardashian West said 21 minutes ago, quote, "I love Hannah Ann!" Exclamation. I mean, oh, in the podcast.
Okay, if Hannah Ann wasn't already winning, damn, oh, girl.
Kim Kardashian West, can Hannah Ann get some Skims? Some what else are we selling God. Here?
Anything. Anything. And send extra so I can get some too.
That's huge.
Oh, wow.
That's huge. That's another.
I would not even think the queen herself, Kim Kardashian. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, Kris Jenner's a huge fan of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They all watch it.
Yeah, like Kylie, all of them.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, listen, if another boss, I'm sorry, we curse on this podcast.
No,
if
yeah,
one boss-ass bitch is going to tell you that you're a boss, you better wear the crown.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, we say, winner, you won tonight. My goodness.
I promise you this. You are going to wake up tomorrow. And first of all, your phone is going to be blowing up. So maybe turn it off. Take some time for yourself. Yeah. But you are going to look at headlines. And your name is going to be splattered across so many of them in the best way. Mm-hmm. As Rachel said, people are going to rally behind you. People are going to want you to find so much love. You are going to be infiltrated with so much support. When I say that you think... like what went down was the hardest moment in your life. It's mm-hmm. going to get so much better. And there's going to be so many moments where you're going to be blindsided in the best possible way. And your breath is going to be taken away because you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this person gave me these kind words and they want me to find love. They want me to find a partner. Like it's going to be in the weirdest ways possible. You can't even imagine. Like so many crazy, cool things have come. I mean, from my breakup, which was the weirdest moment in my life, but like your heart is going to be filled in ways that Peter could never have filled it.
Aww.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really do.
But now we have to hear what is next in your life. Are you moving to LA?
Yeah. I actually moved this week. So like, I was like, just buy me a one-way ticket. And so I move in literally Thursday.
Good for
you. And you know, for me, I got to keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the situation's unfortunate. And, you know, I gave myself a good couple of days and cried nonstop. And then after that, I'm like, okay. You know, Peter wasted, you know, and I love you. He wasted an engagement, but he's not wasting any more of my tears.
Yeah.
I got to focus. And
you're going to be an inspiration to so many girls out there. And even for me, somebody who has been in a similar position, I looked up to you tonight. And I rallied behind you and I truly do want the best for you, but to see how you handled that situation in that darkness, what everyone has been through a breakup. Everyone has felt that sadness and that darkness and they felt like, where do I turn to now? And they're going to look up to you and they will reach out to you. And so you are going to be a point of light for them. And that's something really, really special.
Aw, thank you.
Listen, you too. Thank you so much. Definitely need to, I mean, you can talk to me too, but I'm just saying like you guys share something that other people.
The broken engagement club.
And it happened in a way and you see what's happening Beyonce. With Becca. She's glowing. Like this is, well, you're glowing now too, but I'm just saying like this could be you too. And I think also you said something about he took away this moment for you and this engagement. Don't look at it that way because honestly, if you
he didn't take away
your self worth, but also he really didn't take this engagement away from you because he never really gave himself to you in that moment.
Yeah,
so
you're
think
right.
of it like that. Mm-hmm. He didn't take that away from you. You still have that. So hold on to that. I was so proud of you in that moment.
Thank you.
And moving on, you got LA, you got a new place. You know, you have this new platform.
Yeah.
You have an agent?
Hopefully soon. Hopefully.
Pick the right one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Do you not already have an agent like somebody else? Do you not already have an agent in this situation?
Rachel's been waiting to talk about
that. Please don't get me started.
I don't have an agent right now.
So not everybody comes off The Bachelor with an agent.
No.
We'll come back to that part in a second.
I was going to say, and if anyone needs to know who Rachel is talking about, there's only two girls on stage tonight and it's not Hannah Ann.
I don't have anyone right now. I was just trying to focus on getting through this past week. You know, I mean, I left that breakup feeling like a bunch of broken pieces and I've taken time to like rebuild myself. And you know what? I'm still rebuilding. Mm-hmm. I'm still, you know, feeling pain every day, but you know, I'm strong. And just like I told Peter, I'm my own rock and I'll get through it while he's kicking rocks.
So we're not looking
for rocks.
So we're not looking for love. You're just like all about loving yourself right now.
I have not dated. I've just been surrounding myself with like friends and family that are consistent and that are true to their word and that are nice and uplifting. But hey, you know, love's definitely in my future, hopefully. with the right person, right
time. It better be the right guy, because now I have like this big sister mentality over you, and so
I will be taking shit from any guy.
You know, she's stronger. Yeah. Like, you're stronger than you think. You've learned so much from this opportunity. Like, we're so excited to see.
I can't wait.
Where you go from here. You're in LA, the land of opportunity.
But Hannah Ann, I do live in Southern California now, so just know, when I'm done with this Bachelor Live on Stage tour, I'm taking you. Invite Kelsey, too. We're going out for
invite Kelsey
all of the balls, okay? I'm making you date me.
Yes. No, I would love that. Well, and it's crazy because, like, after our breakup, I thought about you every single day. Every single day. And
this is great.
Why did you reach out to me?
No, because, you know, confidentiality and, you know.
I get it.
I thought about you, and I knew there would be the right
you
time.
You really are a good bachelor.
You are. You are. Okay, I'm going to give you a number after this. We will chat. And
I thought about you every day. Oh. And, you know,
I wish I would have known. I mean, I kind of heard inklings like in the past couple days, but I really do wish I would have known earlier, because 1,000% I would have DM'd you. I would have reached out. But,
I might shed a tear. I'm a little emotional. That was like really beautiful. I'm just so glad you guys could have this moment. Well, listen, we're going to let them have this moment off mic. We're going to end this podcast. But I just have to say, it is such a pleasure to get to talk to you. I have to say, like I said, at the beginning, I was wrong. We started off the podcast talking about that, but it has really been a great thing to see you find your voice and to see you grow and to see where you go from here. So again, you won the day.
You did.
Thank you guys for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. I can never top Rachel, because she's just so good with words. But Hannah, and you are a light to so many people. I really looked up to you tonight, even though I, you know, could be like your much, much older sister. But thank you for being you. Thank you for standing your ground and showing girls out there what a strong voice can be. And I wish you all the best. I have no worries that you will be just fine in your future. But thank you. I'm glad that we were your first podcast and we stole your podcast virginity.
Yep.
Podcast virginity.
Popped it.
Paradise? Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I just have to ask.
I'm not sure what the future holds, but it's going to be better than what I've had.
She's being coy, you guys.
Who knows? Well,
no, it's going to be better.
Hannah Ann for Bachelorette in like 2022. You'll be 25.
Yeah, you got to wait a second. You got to wait a second for Bachelorette. I'm going to be honest. Good guys,
wait a second. Yeah, I mean, who knows? But it's going to be better than what I've had, and that's what I hold on to.
No, that's right. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Bachelor Happy Hour. As you can see, we had such a great time just hanging out after the final rose, talking to Hannah Ann. She's just been so open and honest with us and giving us all the tea as well. She did not hold back. So thank you so much for being here with us. And like we said, we just can't wait to see what you have going on for you in the future. We're fans.
Huge fans. Yes. Thank you, Hannah Ann.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel, because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.